B'tachan for life, Shir 1782, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Nasai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Rav Yisrael Chaim, Ben Rav Moshe Zatzal. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send him an Eloi Neshama, and he should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. We are discussing advancement in feeling B'tachan. How it's done step by step, bit by bit, advancement after advancement. And there's another time that we can attain B'tachin, and that is during davening. We elaborate on this in the Tefillah for Life Shir. Every pasuk that a person says in Psukei Dezimra, or anything we say in Berachos Kriyas Shema and Shmoneh Esrei, in any part in davening, almost every part of davening is supposed to ingrain in us emunah and betachin. The concept that the Rabbeinu Shlom takes care, the concept of the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all there. We just have to try to internalize it. So if you're going to run through davening, it has a little bit of an impact, but very minimal. But if you take one pasuk here and one pasuk there, and we elaborate on this in the Tefillah for Life Shir, how a person should pick one pasuk today, or even one phrase today and one phrase tomorrow. We go through it slowly by slowly, pasuk by pasuk. Pick any pasuk. Open up a siddur and point at any pasuk and try to feel what the pasuk is saying, especially in Psukei Dezimra. David HaMelech and Tehillim lives emunah and betachin. Psukei Dezimra all discuss various psukim of the power of the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is something we're doing anyway. We're davening anyway. Take an extra 20 seconds, 30 seconds to try to say some words. Pick any pasuk. The pasuk Peseach Es Yadecha. That's a pasuk we're supposed to be having kavana by anyway. Try to feel what you're saying. Peseach Es Yadecha Masbia L'chol Chai Ratzon. The Rebbeinu Shlom opens his hand and he satisfies every living thing with its desires. There's different ways to explain the pasuk, like we discussed in the Tefillah for Life Shir, but that's the simple understanding. Try to feel that. Try to feel that the Rebbeinu Shlom stretches out his hand and everything that you have is directly from the Rebbeinu Shlom's hand. And the more you repeat it to yourself, we say Pesach HaSedecha 3 times a day. The more you repeat it to yourself, the more you'll begin to feel it. It takes effort and it takes time. And like we spoke about yesterday, sometimes it's worth it to write down where you're holding to be able to mark your progress. But we can attain it with very minimal effort, a little bit of effort. We can become true Oivdei Hashem with real Emunah and Betachin.